keeping our brains in top shape as we age. We're all familiar with the connection between memory loss and aging, but there are steps that we can take to keep our minds in shape. I'm Keith Shortall, and today on the program we'll talk about some of the signs of age-related memory problems and what we can do to respond to them. With me in our Bangor studios, Dr. Clifford Singer. He's chief of the Division of Geriatric Mental Health and Neuropsychiatry for the Acadia Hospital and Eastern Maine Medical Center. Amy Cotton is a gerontological nurse practitioner at Eastern Maine Healthcare Systems. And Joan Dumont. She lives with her husband in a retirement community in Orono and is here to talk about her personal interest in the subject. We'd like to hear your thoughts on aging, memory loss, and keeping our minds active. Join the conversation. Email talk@mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, message us on Facebook, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. That's 1-800-399-3566. Keeping our aging brains in top form. This is Maine Calling.
Broadcast of Maine Calling is made possible by MPBN radio listener contributions and by the University of Maine School of Law, located in Portland, committed to justice and leadership in a changing world, mainelaw.maine.edu, and by Darling's Audi in Bangor, with Audi models committed to delivering state-of-the-art design, safety, performance, and technology, darlingsaudi.com.
This is Maine Calling. I'm Keith Shortall. It happens to all of us. We can't find our keys, only to discover that they're still in the lock in the front door. Or we get up from a chair and we head into another room with real purpose, only to arrive with no recollection of what it is. So when do these senior moments, as we often call them, turn into something that we should pay attention to? What causes these changes? And what can we do to give our brains the best chance to stay sharp through some of these changes? Dr. Clifford Singer is a chief of geriatric mental health and neuropsychiatry for the Acadia Hospital and Eastern Maine Medical Center. First, welcome to Maine Calling.
Thank you, Keith.
So, as we said at the top, we all space out or lose our train of thought. It seems to increase with advancing age. What's going on here?
What's going on is that we have a one-track mind as we get older. Kids and young adults have multi-track minds. They learn information and can encode information almost automatically without really thinking about it. As you age, the encoding of new information, learning, becomes a more effortful process. You have to actually think about what you need to remember. You have to activate the frontal systems of your brain and be aware and give consciousness to what you have to remember. If you're not thinking about learning or remembering, it's not going to happen as you get older.
And why is that? Is something physically happening to the pathways, or are there chemical changes in the brain, physical changes?
Mm-hmm. Both physical and chemical. The hippocampus, which is the place in the brain, the structures in the brain that encodes new information, is not as robust or adaptable as we get older. And it needs help to put things into context to encode that new information. It's not automatic anymore.
And at what age do we notice these changes? I'm in my early 50s, and I tend to believe that something might be happening in this way, but I also wonder whether maybe I'm just playing along with this sort of social game that we do about, making jokes about aging.
Yeah. Well, aging is a very gradual process, thankfully. We have a large amount of reserve built into our bodies and our minds and our brains so that for most things we do, aging becomes almost irrelevant until very advanced age, when that reserve of function, in this case cognitive reserve or memory reserve, is depleted to the point where we start to lose function. We don't remember things as well. But for most of our lives, we can compensate for this gradual process. The process actually begins in your 30s, unfortunately. And by your 40s and 50s, most people are beginning to notice struggles with coming up with people's names, coming up with nouns, the names for objects, and a less reliable ability to remember where they parked or where they put things, or you mentioned where they put why they came into that room. And that's because their mind wandered. It's a matter of attention. If your attention is not on that thing, it won't. You won't remember it. I've learned that if I park my car, I've got to look around and be with my car for a moment. I actually have to think about it. Just takes a few seconds, but that's activating the frontal system of the brain, and that helps encode the information. If I just turn around and walk away from my car, that becomes a non-event. And when I come out to the parking lot, it's nowhere to be found.
Amy Cotton, you're a gerontological nurse practitioner at Eastern Maine Health Systems. At what point do you see a patient who comes to you and says, I think I might be having an issue here. It's a little beyond the normal, forgetfulness. How do you gauge or help someone gauge whether this is something to pay attention to?
It relates to function, and typically it isn't that person that will call me. As a nurse that's worked with thousands of families of patients, it's the family member that will call to say, I've noticed there's a change happening. Mom or dad or my husband, they're having some changes in their ability to problem solve. When it becomes a problem with your daily functioning, that's when this is a very serious issue, because all of us want to live our lives independently. And so, this tends to be a topic you hear about more as one gets older. And one of the reasons, as Dr. Singer has pointed out, is the ability for those reserves. They're not as robust. And so all of us want to remain independent and functional.
So does the person who's behaving in this way or showing signs, are they often resistant to the idea that something might be changing, or is it that they just don't know?
I think perhaps both in some ways. It's kind of like, if I don't think about it, it won't happen to me. And if I don't talk about it, I don't have to deal with it. I think that that's common for many of us in the community. But I think there's a lot of fear around memory loss. What does that mean? And there are a whole host of things that could be resulting in changes in one's ability to think, problem solve, judgment, not just memory. There are many components to it.
Joan Dumont, if you would talk to us about your personal interest in this subject.
Well, my husband and I are both in our 80s, and we forget. And we want to know whether it's normal or whether it's something we should really care about. And I think we check our calendars every morning to see what's going on that day, just to be sure. We have 7 grandchildren, and my husband doesn't remember which one is doing what, and I don't blame him. But, what are these cognitive changes that we are going through? Yeah.
Is it something that you and your friends, your peer group talk about
together? Oh, yes. I asked a number of people, and it was unanimous that everybody that I talked with had been thinking about this in one way or another. And even a man in his 40s, early 50s said, oh, of course I think about it. So it's on people's minds.